The most beautiful people become ugly when old age strikes. Some become thin like corpses. Others become so fat that they cannot stand up without help. Still others become bedridden and helpless. Soon one looks more dead than alive, a skeleton wrapped in a parched, grayish skin. One's reflection in a mirror is difficult even for oneself to bear. Although our family and friends continue to show us kindness, strangers look at us with cold eyes of revulsion. Perhaps the mind is still vigorous and lucid, but the body is unable to serve its wishes. We have to sit and watch ourselves wait for death to come, often with nobody to share our loneliness and sorrow. To care for our old people, these ones who have given us our body, our life, and our culture, is a sacred duty of humanity. But most humans act more like animals than people. And often we see old people who have been abandoned by their families. Family units were very strong in Tibet, and old people were usually cared for directly by relatives. The national care for the old that we see in the West is something very good, a healthy sign, although perhaps here the spiritual and psychological basis is somewhat lacking. The suffering of old age is something we all must face unless we die prematurely. There is nothing we can do about it. Gone will be that false sense of personal ability and strength that made us so proud when we were young. Instead, helpers or friends will bathe us, dress us, and spoon-feed us. Rather than live under the delusion of permanence, we should engage in spiritual training so that we can enter old age at least with the grace of wisdom. How can we imagine that the human body is indestructible? Its very basis is impermanence and disharmony. Which one of us has not known sickness, discomfort, and the threat of death? Every chemical in our body is a vital force vying with the others in a terrific battle. And only when all the elemental powers are balanced can health be maintained. The smallest germ or incompatible agent can destroy this balance and send us into illness. Then we have to run from one doctor to another, suffering with discomfort and agony, listening to the lies that they tell us out of professional kindness.